So this just makes some of the same remarks in a different form. We noticed on the previous transparency that the speed up differed from the number of processes by this factor, which was one, which depended on local parameters. So that says that we it is particularly useful to look at the concept of efficiency, because efficiency is, I mean, by definition, speed up divided by the number of processes. And we saw before that speed up was naturally dependent on the directly proportional to the number of processes. And so when you look at the efficiency, you will find either that efficiency is 1 over 1 plus the overhead, or correspondingly this overhead we've derived is 1 over the efficiency minus 1. And the most important overhead in this class of problem is the communication overhead. And we showed that the overhead was t-com over t-float, and then for the Hadrian's wall, 1 over the square root of n. What you're asked to do in the problem set is, by looking at one-dimensional problems and three-dimensional problems, to show that the general form of the overhead for this problem class is a constant divided by the grain size to a power, where that power is 1 in one dimension, 1/2 in two dimensions, and 1/3 in three dimensions. And so that points out that although the function dependence depends on the nature of the problem, you still have the same essential feature that the overhead only depends on local parameters of the problem. So if you build a nifty node, it shouldn't matter how big your system is. All you've got to make certain is your node performs well, the communication between nodes is fast enough, then you should be able to scale up to arbitrary sizes and retain excellent performance. Now,